Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This, I'm not on drugs, I'm not drunk,
is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Big weekend ahead starting tonight in the Pac-12. We've got some games tomorrow for not just, football, there's soccer too. USA plays Netherlands in the morning. So big sports weekend ahead. We're joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, as we are every Friday around 7:30. Lee, good morning. You're telling me it's a chilly 78 degrees in Miami today.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's about a 4 or 5 mile an hour breeze. I mean, it just chills the bones.
Wow.
That's real funny.
Put on your coat, Lee. Get your nice sweatshirt on and coat and call it good.
Is it seriously 78 right now, RN?
Right now, it's 78. But I can handle cold weather as long as I know I'm only going to be there for a week or 10 days, and then I'm okay.
It's all about what you wear, Lee. I mean,
I guess I don't have the right stuff.
It is.
You go into the stores here, I mean, you see like a coat. I mean, they have like the coats on sale for like 2 weeks, and that's it.
Is that right?
Then everything is short sleeve. I mean, if I need to buy something, I go up to New York and see my daughter. I go into the stores there. So,
is that right? You go to Macy's?
I can handle it. I can handle it. Like I said, it'd be tough. I mean, my wife is talking about one day maybe moving up to New York City, and I'm like, nah, not happening. We can go visit, but I just can't take every day. I mean, for some reason, when we had the lockdown with COVID, I play basketball every Wednesday night and Sunday morning. I have a game at my house.
Oh, you do?
4-on-4 game.
Okay.
And it's something about the sun, just playing for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then jumping in the pool just reinvigorates me. So that's, where my, peace of mind here. Now, Miami's not perfect.
It's certainly changed.
Over the years, used to be able to not even lock your doors when I was growing up. But, no place is perfect.
That's pretty cool. You play 4-on-4. So you got a hoop at your house, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you jump in.
That was one of the things. I'll never forget this. I mean, it's kind of morbid, but, we like to laugh and have a good time at our house. My daughter asked my oldest. She asked my wife, she said, well, God forbid, what would happen if something happens to Dad? Mm-hmm. Could you live here? She's like, no, I couldn't stay here, the memories. And they asked me if something happened to Mom. I said, well, got to be honest with you. I would never want something to happen to my wife, but if something did or we got divorced, I mean, I'd even cut up the house. I mean, I got my man cave in the basketball court. I mean, I can put a little mini fridge or something in there, and I'm okay.
Oh, there you go. That's how you do it, Lee.
You got the hoop.
He's got it set up. Lee, let's get through. We got the first championship game tonight. USC is a 2-point favorite against Utah in the Pac-12 championship game. Can Utah make it 2 wins this year against USC?
Did you guys see the first game when these teams played?
No.
A little bit.
Late night game to one of these 9:30 your time start times. And I watched the game, and I give Utah credit. They battled back. But USC is more talented. Jordan Addison even left in the third quarter of that game. USC scored 42. Penalties. There was 2 late hit calls by USC defensive linemen. Last drive of the first half and the last drive of the game. they were not late hits. I mean, these were clearly guys who were within one step, and they blasted the quarterback. And both drives led to touchdowns here. I think USC's a different team since that time, and that game was in Salt Lake City. You never know what you're going to get as far as officiating from the Pac-12 crew, but I just think Caleb Williams is even better than Cam Rising. I don't think Cam Rising is 100% or even close to it right now. I'll take USC, 38-31.
38-31. Into the playoffs they go.
Okay, yep. Okay. All right, another big one in terms of the playoff, TCU against Kansas State. I mean, what a intriguing game this is. Now, it looks like Kansas State's a 2.5-point favorite.
Dog.
No, TCU. TCU's a 2.5-point favorite.
My bad. Yeah. TCU's a 2.5-point favorite. This game seems like must-watch TV to me. How's it set up in your mind, Lee?
This could be really a fun game. First game, if people remember, Kansas State jumped out to a 28-10 lead. Okay. Then Will Howard went down after Adrian Martinez went down the first series of the game. And when Howard was in, I don't think TCU prepared for him at all. And I think this game they'll be a little more prepared. Both teams really good as far as turnover margins, top 10 in the country. Hmm. When you do that, you're going to be in and win a lot of games. And Max Duggan, incredible, 29 touchdown passes, 5 touchdown runs. Howard is averaging 9.3 yards per attempt. That is insane.
Pretty good.
Since he took over. What's crazy is both these guys weren't even the named starters to start the year. There was injuries that ended up them becoming the starters. Both really good running backs on both teams. I think the difference here might be Quentin Johnson, wide receiver for TCU. If he can play, he's a top 10 pick, in my opinion, the NFL draft here. I think TCU is going to lose, but not this week. 35-30.
Yep. TCU. Man, that's okay. That's right. Close. Quentin Johnson.
Are they trending right now to be the 3 seed or the 4 seed in the playoff?
I think they're going to be 3.
Okay.
So that would be then who would
be Georgia, Michigan. Did you hear reports that even if they or USC lose, they're in? I don't see it. I think USC would get in.
So you're thinking Georgia.
I mean, I'm not USC. Ohio State would get in.
Oh.
If one of if TCU were to lose, Lee, do you think they're out of the playoff or not?
I think they're out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either them or USC if they lose. Okay. On to the Big Ten game. Michigan, a big favorite, 16-point favorites against Purdue after their big win against Ohio State last week. Purdue has been known to beat some top five teams in their time. There is any upset potential here, Lee, or not?
Yeah, the last couple of years they've knocked down 3 top 3 teams. I don't know if they can win this game. It'd be really tough, but I think the Wolverines are going to have a letdown. Give them credit. Great game plan and execution last week by their offense at Michigan with Blake Corum down after everyone kind of knew he wasn't 100%. Now he's done for the year.
Yeah.
They battled back. I mean, they were down twice by 7 points and didn't bat an eye. But this game's played indoors, and we know Purdue likes to kind of slowly matriculate down the field. You think of passing teams, you think they usually don't have a whole lot of time of possession, but Purdue does. They average almost 33 minutes as far as time of possession. I think Aiden O'Connell might play the game of his life for his departed brother who passed away, unfortunately, last weekend. Mm. I think Michigan escapes 34-31.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh. I could see it. I'm with you, Lee. I could see that game being weirdly tight.
I can't.
I don't know what it is. There's certain coaches, the way they prepare their teams, they just play at a different level when they're in an underdog, and that's the case with Purdue.
Yeah, here's the case with Michigan, though, Lee. They have a big, ornery offensive line that will take over that game. Michigan will take over.
If they're smart, they just try to pound them. But it's Purdue might load the box here a little bit.
Yeah. We'll see. All right, to the NFL, Lee. The Chiefs are a 2-point favorite against the Bengals. Should be a great game there.
Yep.
Does Mahomes keep his hot streak alive here?
I think so. I think they were going through the motions last week. If you watch that game, 1-for-6 in the red zone. Now, do I think that they're as good as last year on offense? No, but I think they might be better on defense. They have 35 sacks this year. Cincinnati only has 17. Believe it or not, they have churned this roster, and they have gotten young. And except for a couple guys up front on the defensive front seven, their defensive backs, I mean, they are young. In fact, they only have 4 guys in the entire roster that were there before Patrick Mahomes. So I think their DBs have something to prove. I think that the Cincinnati offensive play calling sometimes is below average here. I'm going to take Kansas City. I think this is their circle game, the game that they wanted as soon as the schedule came out, get a little revenge for Cincinnati in that blown lead in the AFC Championship game. Chiefs, 35-25.
35-25. Yeah, they lost twice to Cincy last year. They lost in the regular season and the postseason. So, yeah, definitely revenge is a factor there. Two, the game that we care about mostly is Dolphins fans. The Niners in San Fran are a three-point favorite against the Dolphins, who have won five straight games. Do the Dolphins get a big West Coast win, or do the Niners, you know, put them in their place a little bit here?
Okay, so everyone that I've talked to and listened to, the first thing they mention is how is San Francisco going to try to cover Hill and Waddle? Well, maybe just as big of a question mark is how is Miami going to defend dual or maybe triple threat of Deebo Samuel? Deebo Samuel lining up in the slot in the backfield, you don't see that every day. And he is big, strong, and fast.
Oh, yeah.
Also, they haven't faced a tight end like Kittle, who has that rare skill set. And then maybe the biggest problem for Miami is it looks like Armstead will probably not play at left tackle. I don't know who's going to block Nick Bosa. When he went out last week, late in the second quarter, they gave up four sacks late in the second quarter, two in the second half when they were rarely throwing the football here. I think San Francisco, the difference here is up front. I think they're going to dominate. Hate to say it. Hope it doesn't happen, but San Francisco is probably the right side, 31-24.
Tua better watch his back on Bosa.
Well, I mean, both tackles are out for the game. If Armstead is for sure not going to play, I mean, Austin Jackson's out at right tackle, which might be good because he's not good.
Right.
Brandon Shell's a better right tackle than he is. But Armstead, the line was atrocious the moment he left the Texans game, and they were terrible after that. And against the Niners, that's not good to be without him.
Jake might have done a better job. Maybe fell down and laid down a couple times. Maybe he would have tripped up.
He can lay down.
I could do that for surely. Last one, your free game, the Cowboys, 11-point favorites against the Colts.
Anyone wants to get it for free, call 800-400-9741. We'll give it to them for free. What a run we have had. How about this? We have now won 13 out of 16 weeks since the start of the preseason. Not only that, our top plays, we had six of them, hit five of them. The only one we lost was the Air Force game by a half a point. Might have another one this weekend. Anyone wants to hop on board if they've not been with us or for some reason they jumped off, Lord knows why, they can get the entire month of December. Championship week this week, 27 bowl games through the end of the month, all the NFL next 4 weeks, just $297, one place. ParamountSports.com.
One more question for you, Lee, before you go play basketball. Yep. Do you have a three-point line on your court?
Yes, we do. It's the old college line. It's like 19.9.
Sip is pleading
if for it was like, what is it now? What's the college line? Like 21 something?
Ooh, I don't know 22? The number.
I don't know for sure.
I think the NBA line's 23. If I made it longer, if I made it like the 21 college line right now.
Uh-huh.
My three-point shooting would go down from 18 down to 14%.
Okay.
So. Do you guys count three-pointers in your 4-4 game?
Oh, yeah. Three for a three-pointer, two for anything inside. And here's something you probably never heard. I'm not known for my rebounding. So most of the guys are like 6'1", 6'2", 6'3 that play. I'm 5'11".
Okay.
Not known for my rebounding. So when a ball bounces out like twice back to like the free throw line and – someone grabs it, it's not a rebound. We call it a lee-bound. So we actually take that for that.
A lee-bound. Lee, great stuff, man. Thanks, and we'll chat with you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
That's good stuff.
That was funny.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports.
A lee-bound. Well, he's an older gentleman, too.
I love it. Yeah, I like that.
I mean, I think he's older than me, and he's still
playing. No, similar.
Oh, really? Similar?
Similar age. Maybe just a little bit younger, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but he's still hooping.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not hooping.
A rebound.
Yeah,
I love
really
it.
Funny. That's really funny.
To the free throw line, bounce twice. That's a rebound. That's
long,
a rebound.
Long rebound.
That's good. All right, before we get to the game show, just to recap Lee's picks.
Yeah, do it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early
so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you just missed out, here we go. USC is a 2-point favorite tonight in the Pac-12 championship. Lee says they cover and win 38-31 USC playoff bound. Do you agree with that? Like that?
Yeah, I do.
All right. I like Utah, but as a team, but I do think USC wins tonight.
Okay.
TCU. 2.5-point favorite against Kansas State. Another a good game, but he has TCU pulling away 35-30, barely covering but winning. That would be playoff-bound TCU then as well.
That's first-year coach Sonny Dykes.
In the playoff.
Yeah.
TCU.
First-year coach Lincoln Riley.
In the playoff.
Right.
Yeah, think about your expectations there, Sip.
Oh, God.
He just walked into that one. Michigan, he has winning, but getting nowhere near covering the 16 points. He has Wolverines in a tussle, 34-31 over Purdue. Playoff bound in doing so.
He's counting on a letdown by Jim's team, and I don't see it.
Jim's team last year rolled Iowa 40-3 in the championship game.
I think you're looking at something like that.
Now, Purdue has a better offense than that Iowa team had, to be fair. That Iowa team
absolutely.
Is not a good offense.
Yeah, I just think Michigan will dictate terms in that game to a large extent. Jake, they will you know how you dictate terms with an offensive line like that?
No, but they haven't. Chiefs covering 2 and winning 35-25, and the Niners as 3-point favorites hosting the Dolphins. He has the Niners winning 31-24. If you want his free game of Dallas and Indy, call 800-400-9741 or go to ParamountSports.com. We always appreciate Lee Sterling. Follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports as well.
I mean, it's pretty clear the Dolphins are going down this week.
It's not clear. You have Mike McDaniel going against his former coach, you know,
I know, but you got to worry right now. I mean, if I were you, based on what you and Lee were talking about, I'd be worried about Tua this week.
I am. You can't get hurt.
Right.
I mean, with the tackles out, like
right.
I'm telling you, when that game last week against the Texans, the Dolphins look so good.
Right.
They're up 30-0, and then Armstead gets hurt, doesn't play the second half, and the second half they played Tua for 2 drives, and they just get sacked,
right.
Nothing.
Right.
And that was the Texans.
I know. No Bosa on that team.
Yeah, no Bosa. I mean, they are going to struggle. If Armstead, I saw yesterday, was not for sure out. It's leaning out.
Okay.
It's not for sure out. Mm-hmm. But as Lee said, leaning out. So it's going to be a tough game regardless. Niners are tough.
Well, maybe Boy Wonder on the sideline can come up
yes,
with
our boy Mike McDaniel, your favorite coach in the league.
Yeah.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It's a big day because you're 4-0. You're going for a 5-0
week. That's right. I am 4-0.
Sip is going for a 5-0 week. The
Lions
are jacked.
Oh, hold on. I got to get focused.
Now, today's a topical movie or topical topic.
Okay. Okay.
There's a trailer that's been out there the last couple of days that is taking people by storm. It's called Cocaine Bear.
Ooh. What is this?
You need to watch the trailer for it. It looks like your most ridiculous movie. A bear apparently eats a lot of cocaine and goes on a killing spree, basically.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So, with that being said, we're going to do some animal movies today.
Animal?
Because of Cocaine Bear.
Okay.
If you haven't seen the trailer, please Google or YouTube Cocaine Bear.
This
enjoy.
Is a real movie?
Yes. It's coming out, I think, February 2023.
Really?
Yep.
That
yep.
seems like a waste, but
it's coming out.
All right. Lines are jacked.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Take Down Sip and Trivia. Going for a 5-0 week. How do you feel about animal movies today?
Okay. You? I mean, especially if they're old school in nature.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
If you can hear us, you're playing the game show. Who do we have today? Call
Hello, Dave Dipple.
Dave Dipple's back.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing, Dave?
Doing good.
A twofer today.
Yeah,
Dave
just like
Dipple.
10 minutes ago, everything's good. Not
hey,
much has changed.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
When the Dolphins win 4 Super Bowls in a row and they do Mike McDaniel's life story, Nick Kroll is going to play him in the movie.
Okay.
Who's that? Who's playing him, Jake?
Nick,
well, get your BlackBerry out and look up Nick Kroll.
Nick okay. Kroll. Nick Kroll. He was in like the league. Yeah, he's like okay. Rux in the league there.
Okay.
So. All right. Here we go, Dave Dipple. Here's the first question for you in animal movies. What 1995 movie features a pig raised by sheepdogs on a rural English farm that learns how to herd sheep with some help from the farmer?
Oh, my gosh. Because I remember that guy in his accent. He goes, "Hey, here, pig." I'm just going to say pig.
No, that's a good guess. Isn't that Babe?
Oh,
Babe.
Good babe. Job, Kurt.
Thank you, Dave.
Hey, that's a good start for a potential 5-0 week here. All right, 1-0 yeah. lead, Sip. Here's your first question for a 2-0 lead. What 1998 movie features a doctor played by Eddie Murphy who discovers he can communicate with animals?
I have a move.
Oh. I got it.
5 seconds.
No, you don't.
Four.
Dave.
Three. Two. One.
Yeah. You got it, Dipple?
I think I do.
I don't got it.
Dipple, can you steal back the one that Sip stole from you?
I got to go for it. I think it was a remake of Dr. Doolittle.
It's actually the original one, Dr. Doolittle. That's correct.
Good one. Job.
All right, Cuz is back
Good
in
job.
The game.
Good job, Cuz.
All right, Dave Dipple, for the lead, your last question. What 1989 movie features Tom Hanks as a detective who must adopt a rambunctious dog in order for him to find a killer?
Oh, I know that one.
Five.
Turner
and
Hooch.
Turner and Hooch is. Would you have that, Sip?
Yes, I
you would have had that.
Yeah, you would have had
Turner
that.
And Hooch is right.
Yeah.
All right. This is.
That's old school, man.
Yep.
Yeah. That's 89. All right, Sip. Speaking of old school, this is back in the day too. Kind of back in the day.
Eh.
What? Dave is getting in your head. What 1993 movie features an American bulldog pup, Himalayan cat, and a wise old golden retriever who embark on a long journey through the wilderness of the Sierra Nevada mountains in a quest to return to their beloved owners? To potentially keep the undefeated week alive.
I got to get this, right?
You do. You're down 2-1.
This is painful.
2-1. Down to your cousin.
I'm going to get this.
I don't think so.
Dave Dipple's in your head.
No pressure.
I got nothing.
Five.
Start the clock, Morrison.
Five.
I don't got it.
Four.
I don't
Give me
it.
Something. Three. Two.
Reservoir Dogs.
that's a good movie, though.
That was.
And for the first time of the week, the answer, Homeward Bound.
I never would have had that.
Homeward Bound. So congrats to you, Dave Dipple. You have knocked down Sip. He's not going to be undefeated this week. We'll get you bagels and call another road,
thank
Dave.
Thank you very much. Keeping it in the family, though.
Yeah. Good job. Good job, cuz. Well done, I'm happy for you, cuz. Now enjoy those bagels. Right. Enjoy the bagels.
I'll bring you a couple, buddy.
Very nice. Thank you.
That's a good family member there. Thank
you,
Dave.
That's hard to lose.
You lost to cuz.
I got tense. Well, that was tension.
Have you ever heard of Homeward Bound? What were you thinking it was?
I'm not even going to do this.
You don't have to.
Tension. I kind of froze up. I was like Iowa. Yeah. I felt pressure and I froze up.
Well, it happens.
I was like Iowa last on Black Friday.
Next time.
Yeah.
There's always next time. Hey, it's still a 4-1 week. Don't lament.
We didn't talk about that game enough.
I know.
But anyway, I froze up like Iowa.
Well.
Like Alex Padilla.
4-1 is 4-1. The spillover with Raff and AD is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.